In the next 3 years, the State Department plans to begin requiring all Americans visiting Canada and Mexico to show passports when they come back home. In recent years, you've only needed to show a driver's license or birth certificate. This is a security decision, one that's likely to create problems for the travel industry in border regions. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby-Bates called Canadian and U.S. tourism offices in the Pacific Northwest.
Tuesday afternoon, Homeland Security official Elaine Dzensky announced a new security measure that was not welcome news to the North American tourism industry.
This initiative, which was mandated by Congress last December in the Intelligence Reform and Terrorism Prevention Act, will require all U.S. citizens, Canadians, citizens of Bermuda and Mexico, to have a passport or other accepted secure travel document when entering the United States.
Americans, Canadians, and Mexicans have been accustomed to fairly fluid movement across their borders. Many often take weekend trips for shopping, recreation, or family visits. In the Pacific Northwest, a well-established network of ferry boats carries passengers from cities like Seattle and Portland to scenic Canadian destinations such as Victoria and Vancouver. Daryl Bryan is executive vice president of Victoria Clipper, a ferry company that takes hundreds of passengers across international borders several times a day, and he's worried.
This area, the Pacific Northwest, is the largest single area for international ferry operations. We've got the Alaska Marine Highway System, Washington State Ferries, a company out of Bellingham, Victoria San Juan Cruises, Victoria Express, and ourselves. And we are all very dependent on those discretionary travelers.
For one thing, Brian says, most Americans who travel internationally do so to Canada or to Mexico, in large part because those countries are closest and also because they don't presently demand passports. The time and expense to acquire one, Brian says, will almost certainly reduce the numbers of travelers to our closest neighbors. His Canadian colleague, Lauren White, is CEO of Tourism Victoria in British Columbia. Victoria's old English ambiance, gorgeous vistas, and ski slopes long have been a magnet for American travelers. But White, too, is contemplating diminished numbers thanks to the new passport requirement.
There's no doubt that if there is more bureaucracy and more red tape, the studies that have been done by both the U.S. and Canada show that people will travel less.
Lauren White feels the border towns in both countries will be most negatively affected and that the last-minute discretionary trips that visiting business people often take or weekend jaunts that residents on both sides of the border now enjoy will dwindle alarmingly. It's especially galling to White and other tourism professionals that the passport decision seems to have been made unilaterally.
There doesn't seem to be any consultation or consensus or discussions between the two countries. So I find that a little bit unusual, considering that the tourism industry is very valuable both to the U.S. and to Canada.
Both Canadian and American tourism boards are already anxious that future events may take a big financial hit because of the new passport law, which will be phased in by 2008. Again, Lauren White.
Thursday, I'm in Seattle to discuss the 2010 Olympic Games in Vancouver. Major events like that will have just a lot more difficulties and people not wanting to necessarily have to go to the expense of a passport.
Victoria Clipper's Daryl Brown says Pacific Northwest residents on both sides of the border are as interested in security as the Bush administration is. But he cautions that decisions made in the heat of the 9/11 aftermath may not fully consider their long-term impact on the practicalities of daily life.
I think there are things that we can do in terms of risk assessment where we can make certain that the bad guys are identified and minimize that impact to the traveling public.
Karen Grigsby-Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles.